One Saturday night this summer, a foreigner was riding the subway in Shanghai. The subway rider fainted and fell to the floor. And then something striking happened. Other passengers around the man scattered. Not a single person tried to help. When the train arrived at the next station, apparently terrified commuters stampeded out of the car.
Closed circuit video captured this incident. We've been watching it here this morning. And this video has added to a debate among Chinese about their national character, not to mention trust and fear in modern society. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Shanghai.
We are now at Changping Road. Doors were open on the right.
I'm on Shanghai's main subway line, line number 2. That's where the man fainted. And I've been asking people what they thought of the videotape, which tens of millions of Chinese have already seen now.
Everyone is hoping someone else will take care of him. Everyone is waiting for someone else to react. But no one takes the initiative to help.
Wang Jianlian is 24 years old, and he works on components for electric cars. He appears anguished as he tries to explain the behavior.
It's probably because there is an inherent weakness, a mentality that permeates Chinese society. No one wants to be dragged into things that aren't their business. People want to trust, but given what's happened in the past, they have no choice but to be skeptical.
What happened in the past is this infamous scam. An elderly person collapses in public. When someone tries to help, the senior citizen accuses him or her of knocking him down and then demands money. Yun Xiangyan, a UCLA anthropologist, has studied 26 of these cases. He says the scam has received so much attention.
Even the Chinese government issued a document warning people who wanted to help, find yourself a witness before you offer a hand to make sure the person being helped will not be able to accuse you and extort you.
Yan is writing a book on morality in China. He says the scams and a reluctance to help those you don't know is rooted in a traditional way some Chinese still view relationships.
How to treat strangers nicely is one of the biggest challenges in contemporary Chinese society, because prevailing ethical systems in traditional China is based on close-knit community ties, kinship ties.
Yan says in traditional agrarian society, Chinese sharply divided people between those they knew and those they didn't.
A person might treat other people in the person's group, social group, very, very nicely, but turn around when facing to a stranger tend to be very suspicious and whenever possible might take advantage of that stranger.
That might help explain why some people didn't help the man who fainted on the subway, but not why everyone fled. Back on line 2, a young woman named Zhao has another theory.
It's probably because now the social environment is too unsafe, which gives people an unstable feeling. So if there's an emergency, everyone is scared their lives might be threatened. Then they run.
Zhao is referring to a pair of knife attacks and a suicide bombing at train stations this year. According to state media, after the man fainted on the Shanghai subway, a passenger shouted something's happened, and that may have triggered the stampede. But a man named Zhang thinks Chinese people are getting a bad rap. He says he rides Line 2 every day, and people routinely help others if they faint.
The fact that this foreigner fainted and nobody helped was an accident. People suspected the foreigner had that African illness, so at this time, people just weren't willing to help him. The point I want to make is, this city is not that cold.
Zhang is referring to Ebola. I point out the foreigner was a white guy. Zhang says, well, he could have traveled from Africa. Yan, the UCLA anthropologist, says older people here seem the least concerned with the well-being of strangers, but he sees a lot of hope with the younger generation.
I think overall the society is going to a more positive direction, and mainly due to demographic shift.
Yan says young people here have grown up in a more globalized society with more inclusive values.
In my own research, I have cases where the youth donate money to earthquake victims after the 2008 big quake. And some of them simply went there to be a volunteer.
As more young Chinese are exposed to the world, Yan expects them to continue to adopt a newer, more modern notion, empathy. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.